It's 9:30 a.m. on a Wednesday morning, and traffic is backed up for 2 blocks due to the new bike lane at the end of Henderson, eliminating one of 2 lanes available for drivers. Readers were a bit confused by how and why a new bike lane was built at the end of Henderson, so we asked project engineer Neil Copper to meet us out here to explain how the bike lane works.
There may be some people who it's not intuitive for the first time they come through, but I don't have a concern about it.
This stretch of Henderson used to be a 2-lane one-way road for cars traveling north up Henderson. Now, the left lane is closed to cars and is restricted to bikers and pedestrians. The lane runs for 2 blocks. The first block provides space for bikers to travel south down Henderson. The second block is built like a sidewalk.
It's a bi-directional facility, so somebody walking or biking could be going either direction on that sidewalk.
Even though the left lane is now fully designated for bike and pedestrian use, cars still have to share the right side of the road with bikers traveling north up Henderson.
It seems a little confusing and worrisome. It's got sort of 3 different things going on at once.
That's James Shanahan. He lives around the corner from the new bike lane.
I ride up that hill every morning and, you know, a few weeks ago it was just blocked off, so.
Shanahan doesn't use the new bike lane. He thinks it'll be harder for cars to pass around him since there's now just 1 lane for cars.
It's got bike lanes going 2 different ways, and then it's got cars narrowing down to 1 lane, 1 way. So my worry especially is about the sort of a bike lane coming down the hill and the cars going up the hill. Seems like an odd configuration.
Shanahan thinks there should be more clear signage in the area to better explain how to use the bike lane. One pedestrian passing by expressed his frustration at how bikers have adapted to the new bike lane.
He didn't even use the bike lane!
Beth Rosenbarger is Assistant Director of Planning and Transportation at the City of Bloomington. She says the bike lane addition is part of the city's comprehensive transportation plan. The council approved it in 2019, and the plan includes several bike and pedestrian improvements along Henderson.
Henderson is narrow and a challenging street, so we're always having to look at how much space is available and how to make that space work for people who are walking, bicycling, taking transit, and driving.
The League of American Bicyclists rated Bloomington as a gold-level bicycle-friendly community. Rosenbarger says this one bike lane project will not boost the city's rating, but will contribute to the effort to improve the rating.
The whole is greater than the sum of the parts. So that is where we look at a network and how we improve our network across the community. This project is a part of improving a network for bicycling.
Shanahan isn't sure it was necessarily an improvement.
But, you know, I think the thing where it says one way except for bicycles, is that a good idea to have one way except for bicycles? Does that comport with engineering principles, one way except for bicycles? And if not, it was already being shared with bicycles fairly successfully. So sometimes it might be that it's better to actually do nothing than do something.
Rosenbarger says it will take less time for college students to get used to the new bike lane as they come and go every 4 years. It will be a bigger adjustment for long-term residents.
Honestly, for those of us who are long-term residents, change can be a little more challenging.
For WFIU News, I'm Isabella Vesperini.